There's two verses that I would like us to focus upon in the very brief time that I plan to have us together in devotions. As most of you know, there are certain benefits of having this afternoon service and having it together today at this time of the day. And there are also a couple negatives. One is, of course, the reality that we have just eaten together, and all the blood is going to the stomach and not to the brain, and we have a tendency to be very drowsy. I've noticed that a few times that I've spoken, the same with Pastor Smith. So our intention has always been that we would very briefly spend time in the Word and focus our attention especially upon the Lord himself. And tonight, or this afternoon, I plan to do that very briefly. So don't expect anybody to be tired. We come very quickly. But I want to focus upon two verses. One of them is found in Hebrews chapter 12. I'd like you to turn there with me, if you will. Hebrews chapter 12. The first part of this chapter comes, of course, right after chapter 11. And here we have the history of the faith of many of God's people. And then he gives some exhortation, the apostle does, the writer does, in first two verses. Listen to the first two verses of chapter 12 of Hebrews. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The words that I want to focus in this is those first two words, or first three words of verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. And then, if you will, turn to the portion we often read, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to read the portion that the Apostle Paul received from the Lord in specific for this service, of course. He says, as he institutes the supper, just exactly what our Lord says. And we find something there, I think, coincides with exactly what we've read before. Verse 23 of chapter 11, 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, in the Hebrew epistle, we find the statement, looking unto Jesus. In this text, which we have in the front of that table down there, to do this in remembrance of me. Now, you know, we always focus upon the Lord Jesus, upon his death. I want us to see the vital importance in comparison to some of the other areas which we are tempted to find ourselves focusing upon. Because this reminds us that it is Christ and Christ alone that we must focus our attention upon. That's the very means of our salvation. That's the very hope and encouragement for us in dealing with the realities of life and looking to that end of our redemption. So we find the words, looking unto Jesus, him, looking unto Jesus. And then secondly, in remembrance, from the words of Christ himself, in remembrance, he says, of me. Now, it is always the Holy Spirit's work to turn our eyes away from ourselves and turn them to our Savior, the Lord Jesus. To turn our eyes, our hopes, our attentions, our deliberations away from ourselves and focus upon the Lord Jesus. That's the Spirit's work. Now, the evil one, Satan himself, as well as the natural remaining sin within us, is just the opposite of this, because they are always constantly trying to make us look at ourselves instead of looking to Christ. This is the charge that comes against us from the evil one. This is the charge that comes from within, that remaining nature of our sins. The charge comes and says, your sins are too great to be forgiven. You keep doing the same sins. How can they then be forgiven? You do not have true faith. Just not what it ought to be. And that's the accusation that comes to us. You do not repent enough. You do not repent strong enough for you to have any relationship with God. You will never be able to continue to the end. That's what comes to us. You do not experience the real joy of the children of God. If you're a child of God, you should have that joy. Therefore, that's where you should see, what you should see. Or the accusation will come, you have such a shaky hold on Christ, a weak faith. The accusation comes again and again. All these are thoughts about self. And we will never find comfort. We will never find assurance by looking to ourselves. But the Holy Spirit turns our eyes entirely away from Him, from ourselves. And it focuses upon the Lord Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, He said, and uses the words of the Lord, says, remember me. Because He is the focus of our attention. The Holy Spirit tells us that we are nothing. Failures. Even in the consistency of our Christian lives, we fail. We're nothing. The Holy Spirit reveals that to us. We get convicted of that. But then the Holy Spirit tells us that Christ is all in all. He is that hope. That's what the Spirit of God reveals to His people. We must remember then, it is not your hold on Christ that saves you. It is Christ who saves you. We must remember it is not your joy in Christ that saves you. It is Christ who saves you. It is not even your faith in Christ, though that is the instrument. It still is Christ's blood and Christ's merit that saves you. Looking unto Jesus, remember me, He says. That being true, then do not look so much upon your hand with which you are holding on to Christ as you're looking to Christ, focusing upon Him. He is our all in all. Do not look to your hope, but look to Jesus, who is the source of that hope. He is to be the focus of our attention. Do not look to our hope, but only to Him, the Lord Jesus Himself. Do not look to your faith, but look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is to be the focus. We will never find happiness. We will never find contentment. We will never find assurance by looking at our prayers or looking at our doings or looking at our feelings. It comes only when we focus upon Christ. When we realize that He is our all in all, and everything that is required is coming from Him, having nothing to do with us, then we can find contentment, happiness, and assurance. It is what Jesus is, not what we are, that will give rest to the soul. If we could grasp that, we could bypass a lot of questions and anxieties. He alone, what He is, what He has done for us. If we would overcome the influence of the evil one himself, or overcome the influence of the natural remaining sin within us, and have peace with God, it must be by looking to Jesus and resting in Him completely. So keep your eyes simply on Him. Let His death, let His sufferings, let His merits, let His glories, let His intercession be fresh on our mind. Not other things, but only the Lord Jesus. Again, the Lord Jesus says that we're to do this in remembrance of me, the Lord Jesus. And the Hebrew writer says, looking unto Jesus is to be our focus. When you wake up in the morning, look to Him. When you lie down at bed, at night when you go to bed, then remember Him. He is the focus. Not our successes, not our failures. Our hope, our confidence, our assurance is in Him, in Him alone. And we must never let our hopes or our fears come between ourselves and our Lord Jesus. He is our hope. So we are to, as one writer said, follow hard on Him or lean wholly on Him, because He will never fail you. The hymn writer Edward Mote well says it when he says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. That's all these other things. But wholly lean on Jesus' name. He's our hope.